Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 13, living by the Word of God. Living by the Word of God. Summary. So what have you learned from this lesson? Jesus' priority in the morning, being together with his Father. He was in the courtyard, like the bricklayers, being together with the boss, their commander. The Word of God is food for your soul, that your spiritual fire will never ever cease. If you start the morning being together with your commander in heaven, having a desire, oh, what's going on today? What does he want to tell me? As David said, oh, I enjoy your word as someone who gets a lot of things. He was happy when he could be together with God, learning from him, getting more wisdom, being informed what's going on, what should we do, what will be the next, not just stumbling out of the house into your job. Oh, Monday morning. A morning being together with your master will change everything during the day. Everything. You will be blessed. It will be different. And it makes a difference. A big difference. When Jesus acted like this, getting up, being together with God, what should we do then? These quiet times with our Master will change your life to the better from now on. And the devil, he will tremble when he looks at you. Oh no, again, last morning, this morning, what will be tomorrow? What should I do? What should I do? And what could he do? If you're filled with the Spirit, filled with love and trust towards Jesus, what could he do? He's helpless. He can only try that you are not together with your Master. That's his trick. He wants to prevent your quiet time with your Master. That's his aim. Now when you know this, how will you act then? I remember all the people who were spiritual giants. They all had the same habit. Being together with the Master in the morning for an hour at least. Martin Luther, the great German reformator, he had the following habit. Oh, he had so much to do. This man worked. Wow. And it was much more work than he could manage. And when it was so much, such a heap of things to do, then he said, well, it's so much. It's too much. What could I do? Oh, I will take more time being together with my Master. I will take a longer, quiet time with Jesus. If you have so much to do, you must shorten your time with the master. Or, no, you must prolong it. You need more time with the master because you need more strength because there's so much work to do. This is the mystery of being a giant, a spiritual giant. It's the best advice you can get. Being together with your master daily, at least once.